Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, D-Lo. We your number one spot. We your number one spot, fresh from sports, huh? Got the city going crazy when we work, huh? We top two, but we ain't two, we in first, huh? And when you need the real, we is who you search, huh? D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We your number one spot.
Let's go, baby. It's opening day for your Sacramento Kings. Let's go, let's go, let's go. Yeah. We welcome you in here to the Wednesday, October 22nd edition of D'Lo and KC. I'm Damian Barling.
The ultimate needle mover in God mode himself.
He's Kenny Caraway.
Yes, sir.
Acknowledge me.
And we are live.
The worst slums of Sacramento.
What are you doing with him?
Indeed, as we had a couple of pretty enjoyable basketball games, an epic start last night,
wow.
A fantastic debut or return, I should say, on NBC.
I love it.
We saw the debut of Michael Jordan. We'll talk about that.
I love it.
And we've got Kings basketball tonight, man. It is the Kings and the Suns in Phoenix. We knew there would be no Domantas Sabonis tonight. We knew there would be no Keegan Murray tonight. Caught us all a little off guard to find out Isaac Jones isn't available tonight. He's out.
Out of nowhere.
He's out with an illness, man. And that's that. Boy, that front court is depleted right now. It wasn't the best to begin with, and they've managed to find a way before Game One even starts to get worse.
Mm.
I don't know what to do with all of this. We're going to see Max tonight. We're going to see Dario tonight. We're going to see Drew Eubanks tonight. And this team is going to have to find a way to win a game. Down two starters and down a guy who I think, at least right now, would have been a key rotational player.
Yeah.
So the issues are... They're stacking up for Sacramento, but the regular season starts tonight, whether they're healthy or not.
They need some Theraflu.
Absolutely. some Theraflu, some Mucinex.
Flonase, whatever's going on. They need something, man, because they're getting sick left and right. But they got a game to play. They're going to have to figure some things out. Phoenix is also dealing with some stuff. I know Jalen Green is going to be out. So I don't think Phoenix is going to be very good this season. Yeah. But it's game one, and everybody's ready to go game one.
Absolutely. I was like, what is our opinion on Phoenix?
I don't think they're going to make the play-in. I think this is a
it doesn't feel like they're very
mid-30s type team at best.
Mid-30s.
Yeah, I just don't think they're very good. They don't have enough talent. They're really young, too. Maybe some of the players they do have will be
they have impact Book. Player. I know that.
They do.
We were talking about the one. Yeah. They got the one.
They got Book, and that's contrary to popular. That's my boy, Book. I like Book, but
what do you call me when I'm not around? Because I know what you call Devin Booker.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy.
So what do you call me?
Well, you're not flopping around on an NBA court.
You ain't seen me on an NBA court. That might be all I could do effectively.
I think I'd be surprised if Phoenix got to like 35 wins this year.
30? Really?
I think they're going to be pretty bad.
Yeah, I don't think they'll be. I don't think they're going to be.
Is good. Dylan Brooks a player you'd still have even the slightest bit of interest in?
Just as Phoenix or somebody else?
As Sacramento.
Hell yeah, Sacramento.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Dylan, I mean, he's on Dylan this team. He can.
Not saying that's what you were saying, but Dylan is not.
No, I was thinking more of if this season goes bad and you kind of.
Hell yeah.
You kind of look at things like, what do we do?
Absolutely.
Maybe Dylan Brooks winds up being a player that you can move.
I don't think Devin wants to be a player moved. Dylan signed that deal. He said a couple times, sure. I want to be Mr. Sun. Like, I don't ever want to go anywhere.
I'm sorry, buddy. That's very cute. But no.
He ain't going nowhere. Who's Mr. Sun?
I assumed it was Devin.
Oh, yeah. I thought you meant like he had no chance of being Mr. Sun.
Devin Booker?
I think you guys got the names mixed up.
No,
you
Devin
said
Booker
Dylan.
Can. I'm saying Dylan Brooks.
Yeah. Oh.
It's a classic
don't
mix up.
That. Yeah, don't worry about that. Dylan, don't worry about it. You ain't Mr. Sun. You ain't Mr. Sun, Moon, or Star. You're Mr. Today.
Okay.
My bad.
How far can this dump button go back? Let's just.
We got 30 seconds.
Devin Booker. Or okay. I thought you heard. I heard Devin Booker.
Okay. Let me try this again. Things go south. This is as bad of a team as I guess both of you think. Yeah. And I don't think they're good either. But Dylan Brooks is available. Is Dylan Brooks still a player that you're interested in if you're because you like Dylan Brooks at one time for Sacramento? Would you still?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Absolutely.
To be clear, Dylan Brooks.
Dylan Brooks, okay, absolutely. Okay. Absolutely, I would. Where's he at on his contract?
19 next year, that's it.
That's it? He's expiring?
Yeah, 19 next. No. He's not expiring. It's 21 right now.
Uh-huh.
19 next year.
Oh, gotcha.
I'm sorry, next season. So he's got 21 due to him this year, and it goes down, 19.9 due to him next year.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, that's a guy that, well, it depends on what you're trying to do because I think you need he's come off the bench. I was about to say you need a small forward, but you actually need a power forward because people think Keegan is going to go to that three spot. So you'd be looking for a four or a two guard. I wouldn't want him as a starter, but he also could be somebody coming off the bench.
Okay. Well, he's going to pose a problem tonight. And I think he's going to pose a problem for Sacramento tonight. He's tough. He's a jerk. And he's playing in a position that's a little depleted right now. He's playing on a part of the floor, I should say, that's a little depleted right now in terms of who he's going against. So I think one of the best things about Doug is, hey, threes, fours, punch him in the mouth if he gets out of line, figuratively, not literally.
Right.
And it feels like the collective, at least over the last 3 years, they've never fallen for Dylan Brooks's nonsense.
No.
They've never been roped into it. So he can do.
They haven't been they've responded. They haven't let it affect their play.
Give me who?
De'Aaron almost fought him. And then Malik was talking crazy to him last year.
I don't remember. I remember De'Aaron. I don't remember Malik.
Remember Malik? Him and Malik were talking crazy. And it wasn't a thing, but Malik scored like a late and one to give him the lead. This was when Doug first got there.
Okay.
And he got up and did his shoulder thing, looked at him, looked at him crazy. And then,
I remember that, but he didn't do anything.
Well, no, because the Kings players came and got Malik.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, Dylan didn't do anything. I remember that when you did the show. Oh, I remember that.
Yeah, yeah.
Doug had so many moments to start his tenure. Like, that's the least memorable. Like, I mean, wanting to fight Jaren Jackson Jr.
And who else did he want to fight?
I think it was Steve Kerr. I think he wanted to beat Steve Kerr's ass. He was Kenny Caraway for a minute.
But to your point, though, they've engaged. They haven't let it affect their play.
Okay.
They've been actually... Tieron went crazy after face, that.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Now I remember. That. Yeah, because was that the game where he was like, "Yeah, they talk. They don't talk to me."
Yeah, yeah.
They ain't gonna talk to me. Yeah, I remember that.
So the best thing they could do is just get him on the team at some point. Like you mentioned, I'd love to have Dylan Brooks here. Dylan Brooks is a guy who during the
we're already blowing up the Suns roster. Let's go ahead. Let's go 1-0 before we start picking apart the Suns roster. It is, though, to what the point of this was, there is so much written and discussed about how mismatched and awful the Kings roster is. This Suns roster is just flat out bad.
It's awful.
It's just flat out bad.
Is Grayson Allen playing today? I feel like I might have saw somewhere he was out. But no, he's not on. No,
let me get the injury report. You got the injury report up?
Just on ESPN, got the depth chart. He doesn't have nothing next to his name, so I'm assuming he's good. But the starting lineup of Devin Booker, Grayson Allen, Ryan Dunn, Dylan Brooks, and Mark Williams, this team is awful.
It feels like a game where whoever loses, whoever fan base loses is going to and come out of the game just panicking because they lost to whatever team on the other side.
Maybe. Yeah, there might be some truth to that. Grayson Allen is listed as probable.
Oh, so he was on. I know
he has
hip soreness, I think.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah that's
I know
it.
I saw him at some point. That team is terrible, though. And you got Jalen Green. He's hurt, so that helps a little bit, but not enough. This roster is awful.
Can I read something to you?
Absolutely.
And this is it's short. It's short. Mm-hmm. But it's just hear me out for a second. The Ringer.
Okay.
24 increasingly bold predictions for the 25-26 season. Did anyone see this?
I didn't.
Okay.
Never even heard of it till 2 seconds ago.
Excellent. 16 was Domantas Sabonis. Again, I want to be fair to the title of the article. 24 increasingly bold predictions for the 24-25. Well, let's be clear. It didn't start off all that bold by saying Jokic is going to win his fourth MVP and the Denver Nuggets are going to win the title. None of that's bold. They said Oklahoma City Thunder was going to be even better defensively. Again, not bold, but okay.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but what does increasingly bold mean? Why not just say bold predictions?
Maybe they're getting bolder by the minute. Pause? I don't know. That didn't even feel comfortable.
Yeah, play on, but...
Yeah, no,
I'm glad that's right in that rule.
Crazy.
Yeah. Number 16. Domantas Sabonis will ponder early retirement.
Jeez. Hey, they really think low of Sacramento.
Can we go again? Read that. I got you.
Only the worst comedians explain their jokes, so I wouldn't expect anyone in the Kings office to clarify why Zach LaVine, DeMar DeRozan, Dennis Schroeder, Malik Monk, and Russell Westbrook are on the same basketball team in 2025, or how they went from outstanding light the beam vibes and taking the Golden State Warriors to 7 games in the 2023 playoff series to firing Mike Brown, parting ways with Monty McNair, and trading De'Aaron Fox in the blink of an eye. It's a mind-boggling dedication to self-sabotage. Please let me continue. Someone could be blindfolded, throw darts at a board covered with random NBA players, and still assemble a more compatible roster than Sacramento's new front office did. Unfortunately, and this is where it gets good, the biggest victim of it all is poor Domantas Sabonis. a hard hat and lunch pail type of franchise player who deserves better. The Kings have apparently decided that every personnel move should be in his worst interest if they surrounded Sabonis with poor defenders who love holding, dribbling, and shooting the ball, partially because most of them can't space the floor without it. They aren't black holes, but they wish that they could be.
Jesus.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Goes on to talk about Keegan Murray being out 4-6. Either LaVine or DeMar DeRozan to function as a power forward in starting lineups that won't be able to guard anyone. Okay. So that's that was the gist of it, though. That was the part that caught my attention. The biggest victim of it all is poor Domantas Sabonis.
What I want to know is, when did James Ham start writing for the Ringer?
A hard hat and lunch pail type of franchise player who deserves better.
All right, that guy wrote words and published them, I guess, whatever.
Here's what I ask anyone who's curious why I brought this to your attention to do. Google the Ringer, Domantas Sabonis in Game 7. Google that. And not only will you get articles after Game 7, yeah, not only will you get synopsises of that Warriors series, you'll get things that were written over the last 2 years. Mm-hmm. So let's, and I can summarize this for you for those of you who don't want to do it. Domantas Sabonis, according to The Ringer and perhaps national media, is a godsend to the Sacramento Kings when they stink. He's a franchise. He's a hard worker. He carries his lunch pail. He does all of this stuff, which are phrases that are always associated with a very specific type of player in the NBA. But when the Kings are good, he stinks. He's underwhelming. He's not physical enough, which is absolutely insane.
Crazy.
That's a direct quote. He isn't physical enough, and he's not a good enough of a rim protector. Wait for it. to be a franchise player. So what I ask of you when you read these articles about the Ringer said this, or the ESPN said that, mind you, they're not actually watching Kings basketball. They're finding something to latch on to. And in this case, it was Domantas Sabonis, just as it was the case 3 years ago when it was Domantas Sabonis. But the write-up is very, very different because they liked De'Aaron Fox. They liked Mike Brown. They liked the Beam. They hate Russell Westbrook. They hate Zach LaVine. They hate the structure. You notice, let me just make sure in the paragraphs that I skip. Yep, Mike Brown was referenced. Doug Christie was not. Let me check one more time. Yep, Monty McNair was referenced. Scott Perry was not. So just keep these types of things in mind when you read these different articles about the Sacramento Kings, when you read different people's opinions that aren't Will Z's, James Hams, Sean rarely shares his opinion. He's a news guy. Matt George, Kenny Caraway, Kyle Mattson. Just keep that stuff in mind.
Yeah.
Because, boy, do they need to find a narrative when it comes to trashing the Sacramento Kings. And they had to trash Domantas Sabonis to trash Beam Team. But now that Beam Team is gone, oh, we love Domas. He's such a hard worker. He's a franchise player. The same publication that said he wasn't a franchise player when this team lost. The same series you referenced. They lost. And you criticized Domas for it because he got beat up by Kevon Looney. All right, man. You got it.
It's interesting to see how these things play out, how they're talked about. I just when I talk about Zach LaVine or DeMar DeRozan, it sounds like maybe giving them pass for their shortcomings or whatever. That's not what I'm doing. They really talk about these two players like they're awful. Like they're not good at all. And anything that goes wrong is because of them. That's crazy to me. That's crazy. That's what I talk about when I say you get into a space nowadays with evaluating the game where we've kind of lost the plot of what sports are, what this game is. Like, there are shortcomings for guys like DeMar DeRozan. There are shortcomings for Zach LaVine. But the way they talk about these two is that of somebody who's just, I don't even like to say it like that because I didn't play in the NBA, but the way these people talk about them is like, they've never played basketball. Like, they haven't played on any level. They haven't been on any kind of teams. They haven't played against good players. Like, it's crazy to me how they talk. And now those two are so bad, and the Kings are going to be so awful. Domas, who, like you mentioned, they talked about how sorry he was for a year and a half.
Yeah.
Now, poor Domas, he's going to have to retire because those two, and now Russell Westbrook, because he's such an awful player as well, yeah. Somehow.
Yeah.
Now it's poor Domas, and he'll be forced into retirement.
Going to have to start saying Domantas Sabonis, pointing to the sky.
Right.
It's tough.
It's just, yeah. So it's not.
Y'all talked about this player like he was absolute ass a handful of years ago, and the Bonte Abuchaboy, I can't remember the empty calories line. That wasn't a Bonte, not a knock. That wasn't a Bonte Butcher original.
Yeah, that wasn't exclusive.
That was a sentiment. But now he's a franchise player because this organization is bad. All right, we'll see. I'm gonna make the, and I did this months ago. I'm going to give, much like I'm going to give this team, I'm going to give Scott Perry a chance to fail. I'm not going to be preemptively mad at him his first year. I'm going to give him an opportunity to fail. He doesn't get this luxury next year. Like, I'll start being more critical or applauding of his moves. I'm trying to let him lay what this should look like, hopefully, for the next handful of years. And it goes back to that conversation with James. I just have a plan. Have an idea. You've got your pillars. You've got your, you know, what it takes to be a Sacramento. Cool. I want to see you implement this with every draft, with every trade, with every free agency acquisition. I want to see you implement this. And I'm going to give him an opportunity to before I just sit here and be mad for the next 5 months.
Yeah, man.
Or 5 years.
And it's one of those things where we're entrenched in this. We have an understanding of, you know, some of the things that have gone on around here. They don't. And I'm not saying they necessarily should. Like, in the past, I'm like, it's your job to know more than what you say.
Oh, it is your job.
But they, I don't expect them to know every intricacy of every team. Like, if they, it does, it's a phone call or a text message, you can kind of figure out. So it's easier than it was back in the day. But I'm not even going to hold them to that standard, because that's what local journalism is kind of there for, right? Like, they know everything that's going on with these teams. And it's just interesting when you talk about, oh, man, they just couldn't get it right. And now they let everything just spiral out of control and go bad, and they got rid of this person, all this other stuff. Beam team was gone. Be interest. I'd like to hear their answers if they knew everything that was going on as to what they thought after they heard why some of this stuff fell apart.
One second. Scrolling. I'm almost there. I'm at 22. There's 23. There's 24. Okay. There is one team that is not a high nationally televised team, a NBA Today team that they wrote about. Just one. Charlotte's not in here. Utah's not in here. Washington's not in here. Hell, you can even go to Phoenix, not in here. New Orleans, there's no Zion story in here. None of it. They referenced, again, these were bold predictions. The Bucks will miss the play-in, all right? The Celtics will trade Derek White. The Pacers will win the lottery. LeBron won't be an all-star. Does this all seem to kind of follow the same line? Cleveland will break up its core. Evan Mobley will be in the MVP race. Karl Anthony Towns will lead the Knicks in assists. All of this is fitting a certain template. Jalen Duren, that's Detroit, right? They were a darling last year, all right? Anthony Edwards will win the scoring title. These are all headline stories. The Spurs will win 50 games. Oklahoma City, I'm sorry, I made a mistake. The Suns are in here. The Suns will have the worst defense in the NBA. There you go. And you can, let me see, how quickly do they blame Devin Booker? They don't. There will be a few bad defenses in the NBA this season. Shout out to Sacramento, Utah, Washington, and Brooklyn. So it appears they had to get their shots in on a couple of franchises. Phoenix was one, and it looks like the very next one was the Sacramento one.
I think something has to, like, the metrics have to say they get engagement at an unbelievably high level when they talk about the Kings. And I say this, like, kind of tongue-in-cheek, but it's kind of the only thing that really makes sense is the Kings, or maybe the Kings fan, move the needle. They got to move the needle. Because everybody
does. Because all that matters is that you're reading it.
Yeah, everybody does it. That clip that Zach Lowe and Bill Simmons had, I bet you that was the best, the most viewed clip they had from that podcast. It had to have been. Bill Simmons came back the next day and was talking more about the Kings because they missed the Westbrook signing. So he came back and was talking more. You wouldn't do that for nobody that ain't bringing in no eyes, no viewers.
Yeah.
And that's something that I learned a while back.
Charlotte ain't circulating that clip.
No. That's something that I learned a while back when we got into all this is, to a certain degree, yeah, the Kings be moving the needle.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you could say they move the needle because people like to make jokes or whatever. I'm not disputing that. But they do it for a reason. They make sure they include the Kings because whether it's us complaining about it or people, you know, putting clown faces on comments or whatever, people are reacting.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they're looking for. So, I guess, let them react.
Let them live, I guess.
You know what I mean?
Let them live.
That's the way I kind of see it.
We'll come back. Let's talk about last night. Of course, we're going to talk a ton more about the Sacramento Kings. Jake Gaden's going to be with us in about 45 minutes. James Hamm will be back in the 3 o'clock hour.
My gosh. Hold on. Just when we come back, we'll talk. Yeah.
Stilo and KC on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.